Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. What a great day, huh? What an exciting day. What an historic day. First to the New York City Bar Association, let's give them a round of applause for their hospitality. To all my colleagues in elected governments, to the members of the bar who are here, the members of the Court of Appeals who are here, and especially to the Feinman family, congratulations to all of you. Let's give them a round of applause. Alfonso David, who is my counsel, which is no easy job, but who has done a really, really extraordinary job. He is a great legal talent. He is also very strong and fit and is the lead paddler in my rafting races. So both jobs are important. Let's give him a round of applause. Alfonso David. Two of the most important jobs for a governor, because a governor has a wide range of responsibilities, but two of the most important. One is protect the judiciary, advance the judiciary, the appointments to the judiciary, which will far outlive my tenure. And the second is to honor and advance the state's tradition as a progressive leader, because New York State is the progressive leader and the progressive voice in this nation. You can't find a progressive movement in this country that didn't start in the state of New York. You can say workers' rights, environmental rights, civil rights, NAACP, it all started in New York. And that is a role of this state, to advance New York as the advocate for social progress, social justice, civil rights. Those two priorities are at the top of the list. And we serve both of those two today. Now, in the appointments to the court, there's no responsibility I take more seriously than the appointments to the Court of Appeals. There are two governors. There have been 56 governors in the state of New York. Two of the 56 have appointed all members of the Court of Appeals. Who are those two? I will give you a hint. I am one of them. I will give you another one. This other one looked like me. Two judges. Both my father and myself, the only two governors who appointed a full Court of Appeals. Just think about that. Now, my father, God rest his soul, and I were competitive, and I'm sure were he here today, we would be comparing nicely who actually appointed a better court. But I will tell you this. I will put Rivera, Stein, Wilson, Feinman, Fahey, Garcia against any court ever in the state of New York. The Yankees should have such a lineup as we have on the Court of Appeals. And I would put our Chief Judge, Janet DeFiore, who in many ways is cut from the same cloth as the great Judith Kaye. And they're both great leaders. And let's give her a round of applause. And Judge Feinman, in many ways, was an easy pick on a very, very talented list. The list that I got from the screening committee really had some great lawyers on it and great judges on it. But Judge Feinman jumped to the top. because he is the total package. Oliver Wendell Holmes would say, the law is not just a subject of logic, but of experience. And Paul Feinman started with the Legal Aid Society when crack was at its high point as an epidemic, which was an entire social crisis that we had to deal with. 7 years with Angela Mazzarelli, and you could not get a better mentor than Angela Mazzarelli. (laughs) 1986, civil court, 2007, elected supreme, 2012, a governor had the good intelligence to appoint him to the appellate division, first department. As Alfonso said, he's handled the full spectrum of cases, commercial, matrimonial. He handled the steam pipe case, the crane explosion case, and then he handled the People versus Siegel case, landmark case, where it was decided that opening a box of crickets in a public demonstration did not qualify as free expression. That was Paul Feinman. Let's give him a round of applause for that case. But today is also a day that marks a period of great progress. Today we say we are appointing a great judge and a person who is gay. 20 years ago, we would say Paul Feinman is a great judge, but he is gay. The difference between and but, that preposition, is all the difference in the world. And so many people suffered, and so many people struggled, and so many people felt pain because of that but. You're a great teacher, but he or she is gay. You're a great manager, but you're gay. And that was discrimination, subtle but insidious and pervasive. And that's the fight that we have been waging since Stonewall. That's what we're celebrating today in this march. That's the fight Mario Cuomo led in 1983 when he got up and he spoke about AIDS, first governor in the United States when the federal government said it didn't exist. It's that fight for equality and recognition and decency and human rights. That's the fight we lead when we say travel ban to Mississippi, travel ban to North Carolina. That's the fight we lead when we say to the Board of Education, you better protect those transgender students because that's your legal obligation. That's the fight that we waged with marriage equality. Well, we have civil unions. It's just almost like marriage. We don't understand why civil unions aren't enough. Because civil unions were the but again. Well, it's all the legal rights of marriage. It's just not marriage. Why? Because we as a society don't want to say gay people have the same right to marry as straight people. So civil union is every legal right, and you should be happy. But we want to keep that differentiation between gay marriage and straight marriage. And that's what the fight for marriage equality was all about. It was about the second word, equality, not the first word, marriage. I never recommended marriage to anyone. Let's be clear. If it was just the first word, get another governor. And I said at the time, you want gay marriage, don't come to me for gay divorce. I told you so. It was the second word. It was about equality. And that's the fight that we led in this state. And that's the fight that we won in Albany, the first big state in the United States of America to pass marriage equality 4 years before the Supreme Court. And don't kid yourself, they heard us. 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 When New York speaks, it's still one of the great microphones in the country, and it resonates. And when the New York legislature stood up, Democrat and Republican, and we passed marriage equality, it went right across the nation. Within weeks, they had a microphone in President Obama's face, and they said, what would you do if you were the New York governor? Would you sign the bill? They asked the vice president the same question. Vice President Joe Biden, God bless him, always quick on the lip. He answered first. He said, yes. And once the vice president said, yes, the president said, yes. And everybody said, yes. And 4 years later, the Supreme Court voted. So we have made great, great progress, there's no doubt. And Alfonso mentioned that right now, we look around the government, we look around the federal government, we wonder what happened and how we've gotten to this place. And there are a lot of challenges, there are no doubt. But there are also many improvements and advancements to celebrate, and today is one of them. Think of this. The same New York State Senate that 8 years ago refused to take up marriage equality, and when they did, it lost overwhelmingly with Democrats and Republicans as opponents. That was only 8 years ago. Today, that same body voted unanimously to confirm Paul Feinman for the Court of Appeals. That is progress, and that is progress that was led by the state of New York. So, yes, we have challenges, but we also have much reason for hope, because we've accomplished much and we've accomplished it together. I'm not saying the fight is over. There is still discrimination. There are still stereotypes. There's still fear. There's still hate. It lives in the shadows throughout society. But it will never show its face in the light of day in the state of New York, because we have no tolerance for discrimination or stereotypes of any New Yorker for any reason, manner, shape, or form, period. And that is the great tradition of the state of New York. And today is the Pride Parade, and we should be proud. We should be proud of Paul Feinman. We should be proud of the movement and what the movement has accomplished. We should be proud of the advocates who have worked so hard and accomplished so much. And we should be proud of the people of this great state who have come a long way in a very short time. And we should be proud that New York State, when they write the history books, will have been at the spearhead of the move for social justice for the LGBTQ community. I'm proud to be the governor of the state of New York, especially today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm also proud now to give you the Associate Judge of the Court of Appeals, Paul Feinman. And it's my honor to present the judge with his first gavel. I'm sure there'll be many. I hear he breaks a few, but that's okay. And it's my honor, on behalf of the people of the state of New York, to award you this gavel to commemorate this day of your appointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor Cuomo. It was indeed an honor to be appointed to the Court of Appeals, and I am very proud to receive this gavel from you today. It's really hard to soak it all in many ways, as I was saying to the governor in the back. It's a little bit of this is your life, for the folks who I've known for years. And for those who I don't know at all, it's a marker in the history of the LGBTQ rights movement. And for both of those reasons, this is just a wonderful day for everyone. I was deeply humbled by the confidence that the governor has showed in me to fill the vacancy that was created by the untimely passing of my former colleague and dear friend, the Honorable Sheila Abdus-Salam. She was a jurist who was known for her remarkable scholarship and intellect, as well as her warm personality. And it's my pledge to all of you to strive to earn the excellent reputation she enjoyed for collegiality, thoughtfulness, and industriousness. I also want to thank my spouse, Robert Ostergaard, my many friends and family members who are here, and they're too numerous to go through the list, but I do have to recognize one family member in particular, because it is she who I think instilled in me the values that have brought me to this point, and that's my mom, Judy Feinman, sitting behind me. I also want to thank the many colleagues and members of the bar who have joined us here today. And I have to say that while this may be a first for the Court of Appeal, there were many LGBT judges who preceded me, and I rest on their, or stand on their shoulders, I should say, and I hope that we will continue to open the door for new opportunities. And I see two in particular that I would want to recognize, my sisters from the Appellate Division, Justice Rosalind Richter and Justice Marcy Cohn. When I was a young lawyer at the Legal Aid Society, I had the pleasure of appearing in front of both of them, and that taught me, as well as the late Dick Bela, that yes, you could be gay and aspire to the bench. I also want to take a moment to thank the governor again for this opportunity to continue to serve New Yorkers and to join my talented and esteemed colleagues on the Court of Appeals, some of whom are here today. And I already know from the reception that I received when I was up in Albany that they are a wonderful and warm bunch, and I think we're going to enjoy spending a lot of time together. and we haven't quite figured out the because I haven't polled them all, but I know that with Judge Rivera and Judge Wilson, we at least have a core body of Mets fans. So the Mets fans made it to the house. But there is a wonderful Yankee fan in the house, my colleague Diane Renwick from the First Department. Oh, no, she's Mets also. That's right, I mixed that up. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, so the Mets fans come out. Yes. Sorry about that, Diane. I wouldn't want to give a misapprehension. And my former colleague, who I know is a Yankees fan, the district attorney of Bronx County, Darcel Clark. And I'm not going to go down this whole path of naming everyone, but because I'll forget who's Mets and who's Yankees. But there is one person who wasn't able to be here because she's up at the old-timers game, among other things, with her husband, the Yankees fan. But she's actually a Red Sox fan, Judge Mazzarelli. So everybody can agree that that's one thing that she may be misguided about. So my entire career has been about promoting equal access and equal justice for all. And I hope that my seat on the Court of Appeals or my serving on the Court of Appeals adds to the great diversity of perspective that the court considers when it's resolving cases. I want to make sure that I say to you, Governor, how grateful I am to you for your unrelenting support on issues of equality. If you had only passed marriage equality, as they say at the Passover Seder, and my rabbi's here, Dayenu, it would have been enough. But you continue to ensure that the LGBT community feels valued and included, and that New York remains a beacon of equality for all. And I am very thankful to you for that. And so as they say in the motto, Excelsior, ever upward, and let's go forward together. And thank you very much for